This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When Paul builds his case for our encouragement in Romans 8, he presents a question that at first seems out of place. On reflection, it is very relevant. He asks, "Who is it that condemns?" Often when seeking to grow in our Christian life, we become discouraged by our failures or shortcomings. That's when the accuser of the brethren, Satan, attacks and taunts us with the threat of condemnation. He'll try getting you to think about how unworthy and unfaithful you are. He'll do all he can to make you forget there is now no condemnation for you since you are in Christ Jesus. Those accusations often keep us from pressing on. That's when we need to remember the right answer to the question, who is it that condemns? Paul's answer is Christ Jesus. He is the final judge. He is the one who knows the full truth. Remember, it is He that died for you and rose again. He provided the redemption payment. He is our peace. When Satan's condemnation comes to your mind, never forget who the judge is that has the right to condemn. Then remember, He is also your kinsman redeemer who can pardon and set you free. As our close relative, remember He is our brother. He is able to rightfully pay the necessary price for our freedom and acceptance into the family of God. We belong and therefore are co-heirs with Him. As a child of God, you do not need to fear condemnation. You are accepted. You belong. Rest with assurance that He who condemns will not condemn you. He took your condemnation upon Himself in order to set you free. If you'd like to review for further meditation these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.